Is your professional services firm actually making money? Or just spending it and hoping for the best? Because right now, in 2026, the gap between firms that can prove their ROI and those that can't is becoming impossible to ignore. Here's what's happening this week across the professional services industry. From banks offshoring sensitive client work to save on labor, to CFOs who can't justify their AI spend, to talent pipelines running dry, the cost versus value equation is under serious pressure. For firms like Duster's Improvement Group, which serves both individual clients and business accounts, knowing where money creates real returns versus where it quietly disappears is the difference between growth and stagnation. First, cutting costs in the wrong places destroys the actual product. Bendigo Bank is reportedly planning to offshore its deceased estates team, the people who help grieving families manage property and financial transactions. The strategy, called blueprinting, as existing staff document their workflows so offshore workers can replicate them. Maybe it saves on payroll. But in professional services, client trust is the deliverable. When you offshore the human element, you're not trimming fat, you're cutting the core. Second, 85% of CFOs are under pressure to prove AI ROI, and most of them can't. A new Avalara survey found that nearly 1 in 4 finance leaders haven't updated their AI internal controls in over a year. Even worse, 27% say accountability for major AI errors is completely unclear inside their organizations. You cannot prove ROI on a system you're not measuring. Deploying AI without accountability structures isn't innovation. It's liability dressed up as strategy. Third, privately owned businesses that get measurement right are winning. The newly launched Northeast 250 ranking celebrates privately owned businesses driving real regional economic results through employment and sustained investment. What separates them? They track outcomes, not just outputs. As Kendrick Philpart at Duster's Improvement Group puts it, every service has to show up in the client's results, not just on the invoice. Spending money without a way to measure the return is spending money on hope. Here's your action item today. Before your next client meeting or internal strategy session, write down 3 services or tools your firm is currently paying for, and next to each one, write the specific metric that proves it's working. If you can't fill in that blank, that's your problem to solve first. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agemitas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agemitas.xyz.